AP News, I'm Haya Pintuoni. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on a UK police force assessing claims that the former Prince Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor sent sensitive reports to Jeffrey Epstein.
A UK police force says it's assessing claims that Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, formerly Prince Andrew, sent confidential reports to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Thames Valley Police, which serves areas west of London, including Andrew's former home at Royal Lodge near Windsor Castle, confirmed the inquiry in a statement. It comes after news organisations reported on emails that were part of the US Department of Justice's investigation into Epstein. Those emails suggest that Mountbatten-Windsor sent Epstein reports from a 2010 tour of Southeast Asia while he was Britain's envoy for international trade. The then prince also appeared to have shared the itinerary for the two-week trip to Hanoi, Saigon, Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, and Hong Kong with Epstein. Andrew denies any wrongdoing in their relationship. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Israel's leader is making a last-minute trip to push President Trump on Iran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu is rushing to Washington this week on a last-minute trip aimed at pressing President Trump on Iran. His office says Netanyahu wants the president to pressure Tehran on issues outside last week's nuclear talks, specifically
the huge amounts of long-range ballistic missiles that the Iranian regime seeks to produce.
Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said yesterday that production must be limited, as must Iran's support for militant proxy groups in the region. Netanyahu will spend 2 days here, just 2 weeks after meeting with Trump envoys in Jerusalem. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today's show host Savannah Guthrie in a social media video said her family is prepared to pay for her mother's safe return. This is AP News. AP's Julie Walker reports on Lindsay Vonn's latest crash, her broken leg, and the end of her Olympic dream.
Skier Lindsay Vonn airlifted off the slopes at the Olympics in Italy after crashing Sunday, the crowd gasping. The hospital says she had to have surgery to stabilize a fracture in her left leg. In January, the 41-year-old tore her ACL in her left knee. A U.S. ski team doctor says she will be okay, but it will be a process. Within moments of the start of the race, Vonn lost control, clipping a gate with her right shoulder and pinwheeling down the slope, ending up on her back, her skis crisscrossed below her, screaming in pain. The safety airbag under her racing suit inflating, possibly softening her landing. Teammate Breezy Johnson went on to win gold in the women's downhill after Vonn did it 16 years ago.
My heart aches for her. It's such a brutal sport sometimes.
I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.